Pete, I'm nearly dropping my phone because I'm about to take off on a run.
Yeah, you're at the uni for the great court race. Well, they're not going to do it now, but it's a bit of a preview.
Well, we're going to have a bit of a preview, so I might start on it because it's actually a 636-metre race, and it's actually quite long. It doesn't look much on paper, but we'll start. And come on, guys, jog with me. Now, I've got some... Here we are. Probably dropped my phone. I've got Ben Crabb, who was last year's winner. Morning, Ben.
Morning, Paddy.
And I've got, hang on, slow down. I've got Gary Essett, who's the sports manager program. And, Gary, tell us a little bit about the history of the race. This is quite a famous race, isn't it?
Yes, well, it's based on the race, which was featured in the Chariots of Fire. And it comes from Cambridge University, where they run around a similar type of course at that university. So,
come out for the first court here.
When the university came up for its 70th anniversary celebration back in 1985, they thought it would be great to celebrate or help celebrate that particular event by having a great... As we approached around about 120 metres of the race, that's probably the history. So we've got the Chariots of Fire in the background, which is really adding to the atmosphere of the event so far.
Well, it's very hard to run in slow motion too, isn't it, guys? Now, Ben, as last year's winner, what are some of the obstacles people should look out for today?
Well, this corner we're coming up to now is probably the most difficult because everyone's still in a tight pack, and this corner's more than 90 degrees, so it's a bit rough. A few shoulders get dropped and everything, so I'd say this would be the toughest corner.
It is a doozy, isn't it? And I'm running out of breath. Is it a hard course, Ben?
Yeah, it's hard because a lot of stopping and starting. The corners are very sharp and it's also slippery. The surface you run on is very slippery, so that makes it tough.
Well, it's hard too, it's cement.
Yeah, well, I haven't fallen over before, so I don't know quite how hard it is.
It must be a mad dash. How many competitors?
There was heats last week. We had about 4 or 5 heats in the guys, but there's only 5 make the final.
Must be dangerous, you know, with everybody going hell for leather around some of those corners.
Well, it's not just the race either, Peter. There's more things happening today. What is it, Gary?
Well, as a race to the event, we have a celebrity relay race, which is including teams from the Broncos, the Crushers, the Brisbane Blazers, Brisbane Strikers, and also a team from the Ballymore Reds. So,
our bench coming up, there's other guys.
And because we've got one female team coming from the Brisbane Blazers, they're getting a 12-second head start, so then the guys are going to pursue after them and try and beat the girls across the line.
I might join that one. I think I'll have been chased. Now, what time does it start, Gary?
Well, today it kicks off at 1:15 in the afternoon, so 1:15 p.m. And we hopefully are getting the curtain or the celebrity race, which is sponsored by one of the beer companies in town. And also then we're moving on to our travel agent great core race later in the day. So here we are. We're about halfway round, Peter.
Only halfway there.
Breathing hard.
Yeah, I'm carrying a big heavy phone,
Miss Vicky. That's the excuse. Is there an ambulance? Is there a doctor in the house? You'd love mouth to mouth, wouldn't you?
I've got a bruised phone for my phone bouncing on. But here we are at the
it's a big phone.
Queensland. Come on today. It's going to be great fun. Apparently the first race, Princess Michael's kid came and opened it.
Yeah?
So, that's big. So come on and support all your students at the uni.
Keep talking, come on.
Oh, God!
All right. Thank you, Patty. That was terrific. Great stuff.
No worries.
And thanks to the two fellas, too.
Guys!
Thank you, Peter.
Good on you. Okay, that was terrific, wasn't it? Preview of the great court race on at the University of Queensland today. And, of course, it comes originally from Cambridge University in England, and it was in the Chariots of Fire movie. You would have seen that. It's got a tremendous history. 6:25 at News Talk 6.